Welcome to Madisonville Community College and you. I'm Danny Kober. With us today is Candace McPherson from MCC and the Workforce Development Training Specialist at Madisonville Community College. Candace, in your position, you specifically work with the Workforce Transition Program. What does this program do?
Workforce Transitions is a program that encourages workforce-trained students to continue their education by pursuing a certificate or a degree through KCTCS. Students may be eligible to receive actual college credit from previously completed job training or certifications that will count toward one of our many degree program options.
Okay. Now, what type of job training counts for this program?
Job training from our MCC Workforce Solutions Department may count for college credit. Many people have completed training from MCC for their jobs, especially if they work in the mining, electrical, HVAC, or manufacturing industries. We also accept training from other certified state and federal agencies. Specifically, we have an awesome opportunity for coal miners who have received state or federal mining cards for underground, surface, mine foreman, MET, or electrical. In addition, we can award 30 credit hours to miners who have received a certificate for completing the mine maintenance training program at their jobs. Anyone who has these cards or certificates can receive college credit for having them, as long as they sign up for 1 3-credit-hour course at MCC and pass it.
Now, is it possible for people who already have a busy work schedule to take these college classes?
Yes, MCC wants to make it as easy as possible for anyone interested to take courses. We offer convenient class times and online courses. Students can even take as little as one class at a time.
Now, if people are interested in signing up, when can they enroll and begin taking those classes?
Registration is now open at the college for our spring 2017 semester, which begins on January 9th.
And are scholarships available?
Yes, there are many opportunities for financial aid, scholarships, and tuition reimbursement. Specifically for coal miners who have been laid off, wanting to increase their skills, or considering a career change, we have a Kentucky Coal Academy scholarship available. If eligible, this scholarship could potentially cover the entire cost of tuition for our spring semester for the mining, advanced integrated technology, advanced integrated manufacturing, energy management, and welding programs. A student can even earn a certificate in one of these applied tech programs in just one semester.
Now, how does someone apply for the Workforce Transitions program?
Anyone interested in enrolling in courses, learning how many credit hours they are from receiving a credential, or have questions about financial aid, should contact me, Candace McPherson, by phone at 270-824-1998 or by email at candace.mcpherson@kctcs.edu. That's candace.mcpherson@kctcs.edu. I'll be glad to help any interested student evaluate custom training they have received and walk them through each step of the admissions, financial aid, and registration process.
Okay, a look at the Workforce Transition Program with Candace McPherson, Workforce Development Training Specialist at Madisonville Community College. And that's our program for this week on MCCNU. For Candace McPherson, I'm Danny Kober. Thank you for listening.